Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, listen, Juan, here's what has to happen. I mean, we can sit here for hours and try to determine, is he happy? Is he not? Dude, you're making $800 million. Find a way to make yourself happy, or at least find a way to fake it. All right, can we start with that? So the onus is on Juan Soto to dispel the narrative that is now growing and growing and growing by the day. And God, was he awful at trying to stunt that narrative last night. I don't even mean by going 3 for 4. Dude, could you run? Hey, could you run? I'm a big evidence guy. I'm a big body language person. Generally, the way you, what you project physically, what energy you emit, though it's not always perfect in terms of being able to kind of ascertain what's in your mind or get a sense of what you're thinking. It's usually pretty accurate. And I don't know about you guys, but if I just went through a three-day hellhole in the Bronx, the place I was in last year in the World Series and was a conquering hero, second to Aaron Judge, of course, but a conquering hero nonetheless, and I'm getting showered and pelted with, you know, booze for 3 straight days, and I get one hit, none of which are of the extra base variety. And then there's a play up the middle, and somebody who's looked basically less spry than my dad, who's 81 or 82, going to his right, DJ LeMahieu pops up, fires at the, you're out, 2-2 game, 8th inning, and he's just jogging down the first baseline, ho-hum, not a big deal, nothing to see here. If I was him, and I'm pretty sure that I speak for all of you who get up and bust your ass when that alarm clock goes off much earlier than you want, and you schlep in traffic, and you make sandwiches for the kids, and you pay taxes up the ass, and everything's a problem and hard in life, and this guy's got everything by the short ones, and you can't run? What the hell's going on? You can't run. So I can't defend you. And I'm not going to try at this point because that is utterly unacceptable. Dude, wake up. I understand that baseball's hard, man. We all know this. We talk about it all the time. Nobody simplifies something that is very tough than us on the radio and you calling us on the radio. Oh, how come this guy's hitting 230? Because the slider moved 9 inches and exploded at the last second and is going 90 miles per hour. That's why. Like, it's really hard. You know what I mean? It's really, really hard. What is not hard, especially when you're in your prime, and especially when you're trying to dispel a narrative, again, that is growing louder and more dangerous by the minute, what you can control is literally how hard you run. How hard you run. So I have defended Juan Soto. I still think Juan Soto is going to find his way pretty soon. I do think he's a little overrated as a player. I've often said that. But this man could hit. All right? Now, if this man is not happy with being a Met, and I don't know, again, I can't get inside of his brain, I could just react to what he's showing us now on a daily basis, where he is disengaged, and it's growing. Like, that disconnect seems to be growing. Hey, Juan, you know, what is your opinion on people who think maybe you didn't exactly bust it out of the box last night? No, I'm good with my hustle. Dude, somebody get this guy to PR 101. Fast. Like, Mets, I'm trying to help you, Mets. And right now, you got a problem on your hands. And it's not your fault. It's his fault. Like, to me, even if there's an element or full buyer's remorse, and I'm not saying that. Other people have said that. I know it looks that way, but I think that's too easy to say. All right, so I'm not going to say that yet. I'm going to give him that respect. I'm going to give him that benefit of the doubt. And I'm going to give the Mets the respect that they just straight up won a negotiation with the Yankees. And he willingly left. Not because his mom said, I want the Mets, or his uncle, or his cousin, or his brother, Mets, Mets, Mets. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt until proven fully otherwise. That he wanted to truly be a Met 1, and then a Yankee 2. All right? Now, I'm also not going to front. I love this. This is phenomenal stuff. I mean, have you ever seen something unravel quicker in terms of the arrival of the king? And now it's like, it's the complete antithesis. It's a joke. But here's what Juan Soto's got to do. We'll get the calls, obviously. BT and South Sal is off today, back tomorrow. 888-808-1019 inside of our Town Fair Tire studio, of course. You always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. Hey, Juan. If you're really not happy being a Met, then you owe it. You signed that contract, dude. Your mom didn't sign it. And I'm not, by no means is that anything against his mom. I know that was aggressive, but it wasn't meant to be like that. Or your brother, you signed it. Scott Boras helped direct you there. You took the pen, you hit the paper, bang, 15 years with the opt-out after 5, whatever. That's on you. Now, you better find some joy, and you better start hitting. Because right now the Mets are suddenly in second place. It's early, but I think the symbolism there is you cannot ignore that little symbolism. Suddenly the Mets are looking up at the Phillies, and Alonso is a wreck, and Lindor is quiet, and Vientos is doing nothing. I mean, there's some other potentially blossoming Met issues, but I'm not going to go nuts here. But if you're not fully happy being a Met, you need to learn how to fake it. And you got to learn how to fake it for Steve and Alex Cohen. And you need to learn how to fake it for your teammates. And you need to learn how to fake it for the Met fans. You got to learn how to do that, buddy. And that's a you thing. I'm not a Met fan, but that's not an us thing. That is a you thing. You control it. You run it. It's your show. Wake up, dude. Wake up. 888-808-1019. Yeah, but of course I'm loving it. No doubt. Jeff is up in the Bronx. Jeff, what's going on, Jeff? How are you today?
Hey, BT. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, BT, people have to stop trying to sugarcoat things. I mean, it's obvious, man. If you compare his numbers when he was with San Diego, they're almost identical to the ones with the Mets. He never stopped shuffling. He never stopped smiling. He's not running. He's not hustling. They asked him yesterday. He said, no, that he's doing everything right. Soto has never been controversial. I mean, he's not happy, dude. And you know what? It happens every day. People change jobs. And once they change jobs, they're like, oh, I don't like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was him. You know, guess what? It's a 15-year thing. He made his bed, now he has to sleep on it. But you know what? It's obvious. People have to stop sugarcoating what is obvious.
Well, Jeff, I don't think that we're sugarcoating. Thanks for the call. Now, by the way, I can't speak for anybody else but myself, obviously. I'm just trying to be respectful because I don't really know what's going on. Again, the easiest thing to say is, oh, my God, you know, he was in the Bronx this weekend, and while the Mets have a good vibe in Queens, there's nothing like the Yankees and the pinstripes and the stadium and the creatures and the roll call and the aura and the pin, everything, right? And that was like the final reminder, like, man, I signed with the wrong team. I did the wrong thing. I'm not even saying that yet. I got to give the man a little time to find his way. Because let's face it, guys, if we buried people after the first month or two, Lindor, he'd be in the baseball graveyard. Beltran, he'd be in the New York baseball graveyard. Tino Martinez would be in the baseball graveyard. Like we've got to give them a chance to get their bearings a little bit here. Now it's a little different in the sense that with those players, the transition was, well, he's got to figure out New York. It's different. Well, Juan Soto was here, all right? So maybe the willingness to stretch out the boundaries of him finding himself are condensed a bit. That's fair. I think that's fair game. That's yeah. And the other problem is you got, well, I mean, it's not a problem for me, but it could be a problem for Juan Soto and the Mets in terms of the noise. You've got an army of Yankee fans who are joyously jumping in and making this noise even louder, making the flames of controversy even fly even stronger and burn even brighter. Because the Yankee fan, and again, we talk about that. I have a little fun with it. I don't really go nuts with this stuff. I don't know. Maybe if I was younger, I might, whatever. I just love baseball. And I love the Yankees, and I truly do respect the Mets. Like, I'm a baseball guy. But, I mean, come on. I mean, the jabs and the shots and the this and the, you know, the Soto. It's not going well. So those Yankee fans maybe who are younger or a little more predisposed to, you know, jump on social and just make your life miserable, they're doing it. And guess what? They're allowed. And guess what? They're enjoying the hell out of it. So I gave you a couple of other players that figured things out, right? Help, Carl Anthony Towns. Might be one to do a little Knicks later, of course. Knicks, tomorrow night, game one. So there is room. Alex Rodriguez went through nightmares here. Nightmares. But it starts with the man who's now in a Mets uniform. It's not up to us to make him feel comfortable. It's certainly not. I mean, Mets fans, you've tried. Not up to Steve Cohen to bend anymore. Gave him everything he wanted. Sure, I'm surprised he didn't rip down art from his wall. Take it, Juan. Please, take this. Come, help us. Save it. Change the perception. Steve did what he had to do. He made a sick deal, and he got his guy. Now the guy that he got has to at least pretend that he's happy. That is the first step. That's on him. And real quick, what would worry me here is that after all the noise, yesterday was as noisy a baseball day as you can have, probably going back to something with A-Rod or a steroid thing, either or with him, but other stuff too with steroids, in early May, maybe ever, in New York, like at least since WFN was born in 87. Like, it was noise. You got Michael Kay saying what he said. Bob Clapp is writing what he wrote. And there's a lot going on here. People popping in. And the first chance he gets to show you and us that they have it wrong, he jogs down to first baseline. And rolls over. A little double play. A little five hopper to the pitcher. He looks awful. Let me get Nick and Randolph. Nick, BT and Sal, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, Nick.
Hey, I just wanted to say, on that first game in the Yankee game, the Yankee Met game, the Subway Series, when Rodon was pitching,
yep,
he threw two fastballs to Soto. The first one went right by his face, and Soto stepped back and started smiling. Then he took another one right at his, like right by his face again. That was the first time I think all season on the Mets where I've seen Soto with that look in his eye like he had last year. He has that fire in his eye. I don't know. This year, I haven't seen it. He's out there. Yeah, he's having a good time. He's supposed to have a good time, but that fire. He doesn't have that competitive spirit I feel like I saw him last year with.
Yeah. I think that's a very fair observation, Nick. I don't think that's out of bounds. Again, I'm reacting to the evidence, and the stats are the evidence, but sometimes stats can lie. He still squared up a lot of balls, and again, yeah, I won't bore you with the barrel rate and all that stuff, but you know, it's still pretty good. Like, he has hit into some bad luck, and I can back that up with data. I won't, just trust me. And if you know, you know. But, man, he just seems, it's almost like his spirit was broken.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And he can't fake it. You know, and I kind of respect that you can't fake it, but you got to find a way. And when I say the spirit, I mean the competitive spirit. And again, it's too easy. The Soto shuffle. All right, yeah. But that's part of his aura. That's part of the appeal. That's part of the fear that he would impart into the pitcher's heart. Because when he's dancing, he's saying, hey, I just saw everything that you have, and there's no way you're getting me out. Let's go. Let's dance. Like, for a pitcher at that level who's got supreme stuff to look 60 feet, 6 inches away at a guy dancing at him, like coming toward him, that is some deep psychological stuff. Now, the fact that Juan Soto doesn't feel good enough as a hitter to do it is one thing. And the danger is if, like, you just do it. I said this to Sal yesterday. Like, sure, he can fake it. He could do it. But I think the reason he does it is because he's seeing the ball so clearly and he's so in tune mentally and physically. Everything is intersected that he knows he's got you. And if you try to fake it when you don't feel it, then guess what? That slump becomes more pronounced. And guess what? That shuffle becomes more and more hollow and your aura diminishes. So there's a lot here, but it's just got to start by running. Jeez, Bob is in Bayside. Bobby, BT and Sal on the Fan. What's happening, bud?
Yeah, BT, you hit the nail on the head before. The reason why he's feeling pressure is this is the first time in his career where he's feeling he's walking around and half the city doesn't like him, okay? Mm-hmm. Last year he came in and all the adulation, everything, you know, everybody loved the guy. Now, he can't handle the fact that half the city right now can't stand the guy. Rightly or wrongly, if you diss the Yankee fans are tough and ruthless. You diss the Yankees, they'll diss you back.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And that's part of the game here. Now, if he would have stayed with the Yankees, the Met fans, their level of engagement wouldn't have been incredibly high. They would have been disappointed. And, you know, maybe they would have booed him when he came to Citi Field, but it wouldn't have looked anything like this. You know, and this is, and I want to give him a grace period here, and I'm trying to be fair to the guy, and because one of the main differences here is I mentioned Beltran and Lindor before. You know, Lindor's a rough start, Beltran's rough season, 16 home runs. the Yankee fan wasn't chiming in. Yankee fan was worried about the Yankees. You know, I'm not saying you don't text your buddy, your little WhatsApp chain. Mets suck. Beltran, you know, he stinks. Wasted money. Of course that's going on. I don't even know if you were texting that back then, but you were certainly saying it. So I get it. This is different in that everybody has an emotional investment. I mean, it is hot, man. You want to talk about like some of the old wrestling terms, like heat? I mean, I don't know if Roddy Piper had this kind of heat. The heat is through the roof everywhere. Brian's in Rochester. BT and Sal. What up, Bri?
Hey, BT. Good to talk to you, man. Listen, as a Mets fan,
yep.
I've seen things like this before. Mo Vaughn, Roberto Alomar, Jason Bay, where guys sign big contracts, and then they, you know, basically come to the Mets and suck, basically. But with Soto, he just seems very disinterested, almost disengaged. And obviously that's alarming because, I mean, we have this guy for potentially 15 years, and he's not even out of the honeymoon period yet, and he seems disinterested. But what's as concerning is I really think that his attitude and his lack of hustle and whatever you want to call it is having an effect on the rest of the lineup. I mean, this is a lineup that should not be scoring one and two runs or, you know, for six straight games. I mean, this is a lineup that was built to put runs on the board, and they just look terrible right now. And I think a lot of it has to do with Juan Soto.
Oh, there's no question. Now, but let's be fair, and thanks for the call there, Brian. It's not Juan Soto's fault that Pete Alonso's hitting 140 over his left 55 at-bats. It's not Juan Soto's fault that Pete Alonso suddenly can't flip a ball to the first base, to the pitcher covering first base. Although I will say, and I think it's actually a really good sign, when I saw Pete laughing and kind of like putting his arms up like in mock celebration, like when he actually did connect on one with Senga later, I know you're hearing the word yips, and I don't want to, you know, detour much, but I think that's going to be resolved. Now, his arm stinks, but I don't think you're going to suddenly start seeing, like, you know, hit the cow like in Bull Durham or hit a stake or fire to the top of the net or Rick Ankiel. I don't think that'll happen. But the point is that there's other guys on this team, and this might be the greater issue, is that and I remember saying this, like, all right, hey, Pete Alonso is off to an MVP start. So as Juan Soto finds his footing, that's okay. Pete's shielding him. Hey, Lindor's hitting 300. You're good. You're winning, and number one and number three hitters are banging. So Soto's got a transition period. Well, suddenly, you know, Lindor's about 190 with runners in scoring position. Pete's in a nasty hole right now, as we said. Vientos isn't doing much. I mean, the bottom third of the, although Taylor had some really good at-bats last night, and maybe Alvarez is starting to wake up, but the bottom third has not been very strong or productive. So now that the Mets are starting to lose, that their stars and Lindor and Pete have cooled off, now there's nowhere to hide. Now it's not like, well, let them figure it out. Now it's, you better figure it out. And if you don't, you're going to get crushed. And that's just the way it goes. And you're going to get crushed doubly when it doesn't seem like you want to be in a Mets uniform. And you're going to get crushed to a level that no one's been crushed when it doesn't look like you even want to run. All right, so let me say one thing about why I know at least the Mets are, and I thought this before last night, but further validated why the Mets are in great hands with their manager. So we saw the optics. We saw what we saw over the weekend. We saw the ball last night bang off the monster. And we saw Juan Soto stare, and then eventually. I know he stole second base. That's not the point. So, like, I get that. Oh, wow, he stole second base the next pitch. Fantastic. Maybe if he could have stole third, you know? Anyway, I thought that was a real cop-out. I thought that was just Met fans looking to make excuses for Juan. Just run, dude. Drop the bat and run. You know, so that's number one. And then obviously the play with DJ up the middle the night before with 2-2 in the eighth inning, just a horrendous look. So Mendoza had two choices to answer that question. He could have deflected it and basically made, what do you mean? You know, or, I mean, well, he wouldn't do that. That's not even realistic. Like, covered up for Juan, though. Or he could have called him out. And guess which way he went? Yeah, he went choice B, door B, all right, which is the right choice. He said, yep, we got to talk about that. Now, he didn't bury him. He didn't, you know, completely undress him. But there was nothing nebulous at all. There was nothing to interpret about how the manager felt at that moment about one of his star players and one of the marquee players in the league. And I respect the hell out of that. That is a really good sign for a guy who really seems to have a good pulse on things. Yeah, I know the Mets aren't playing great baseball right now, but I think they've got a perfect person in charge to help pull them through this, provided some of their stars start playing better. And I know Lindor will. I'm pretty sure Pete will hit some bombs. He's going to have a big year. And I'm not so sure about Vientos and some of the others, but I don't want to throw 9,000 things at you here. This is about Soto, all right? And again, you know, you can't control a bad call by the ump. I don't mean to play at first base that they could review. I mean, like a slider on the black. Ah, come on, that's a ball. Well, you called it a strike, I'm out. I can't control if I hit a ball 113 miles per hour on the button right at the second baseman. You know, I ripped it right at you. Can't control that. I put the work in. I hit the ball well. I know the strike zone. That's baseball. It's tough. I can't control when I make contact, the energy and the force that I put out to run down to first base. That's as basic as it gets. It's as basic as it gets. So we do have an issue here. There's no way around it. To what extent, I don't know. And there's going to be a lot of things said on this station today, as there were yesterday and the ensuing days. The only way to silence this is to, number one, start playing better. And number two, I'm going to reverse that. Number one, change what you project, your body language. Because I think if you do that, then I think the results will follow. I think. So that's number one. And then number two, remember that you want Soto. Start hitting. 888-808-1019. We get Dave up in Boston, BT and Sal. What's up, Dave?
BT, going to the game tonight. Looking forward to it.
Ah.
So I think we hit rock bottom. I'm glad you mentioned the Mendoza piece. It had to happen, right? Mendoza has been like, oh, he's hitting the ball hard. He's hitting bad luck. True, but, you know, his body language, the way he is on the field, even his at-bats, his focus is not there. You know, I watched, to keep the faith last night, I watched a Scott Boras special. Kind of goes into all the guys he's had over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks a little bit. It's a good watch. It's on YouTube. It's like 10 minutes. Talk about Soto and the focus. And I'm like, okay, this is what I need to hear. This guy will come back. I'll leave you with, you know, Lindor hit rock bottom too, right? And in baseball, we see these guys that just, you know, go through these bouts, and hitting is contagious. And once he starts turning around, the team will turn it around. I'm hopeful for it. Can't wait to see it. I hope it's June. I think that's what I'm going to see, is that he'll start to pick it up, and then he's going to have a big June, and we're off and running.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say that that's not going to happen there, Dave, and have fun at the game tonight. I'm actually going to the Yankee game tonight. You're going up to Boston, a little Mets Red Sox. Nice. I do believe he's going to hit. Now, I know the numbers won't be what they were a year ago. He's not going to hit 40 home runs. I don't think he's going to drive at 109, you know. Now, take solace in this. There is one thing that he will probably exceed, and even better than he did with the Yankees a year ago.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's hitting to more double plays. He hit 10, into 10 last year. He's got 9 already. No, I mean, to think that Juan Soto is going to morph into a 253 hitter with nominal power, it's just, it's unrealistic. That's not even the point, guys. It's less about performance. It's more about projection in terms of what we see. Joe's in Clark, New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
What's up, BT? How's it going today, buddy?
I'm good, man. How you feeling, Joe?
You know, I could feel better, but, you know, I called you guys a couple times already, you and Sal, and I was 100% with Sal. I called a week ago saying, Sal, I know we're winning. It's great and everything else, but I want Soto to produce, man. I he was my big toy in the offseason. I couldn't wait for the season to start, and he's not playing well. And you were telling Sal, you're 5 games up, man. Come on, what are you complaining about? And I kept saying, BT, I said, right now everything's fine with Soto because we're winning. Mm-hmm. Once we start losing, I'm telling you, if he doesn't turn it around, we start losing, it will be so magnified. He will be the story every day on every show, every newspaper on the back page. And now it's getting worse and worse, BT. And it's like that mountain getting higher and higher and higher. Every day it gets worse if he doesn't produce. I'm telling you right now, if he fails these next 2 games, when he comes home Friday night against the Dodgers, it could be ugly, man, with the Blues, man. I'm telling you. He's got to turn it around, man.
He is very close to getting absolutely lit up by the Met fan at home. Because there's a personalization here. Like when Lindor came and scuffled and the, you know, the thumbs down and the fight with whatever the hell happened, the raccoon, the McNeil fight. Well, I mean, we know what happened, but you know what I mean. That was one thing. It was like, ah, man, I thought we got a hell of a player. Just wake up and play like Lindor played with the Indians or the Guardians back then. All right, that's one thing. Same with Beltran back in the day. Come on, switch hitter, pop, let's go. Gold Glove center fielder. What's going on? Why does he look like this year one? Mo Vaughn was different. I remember Mo Vaughn fell and broke his wrist. Was never quite the same. You know, obviously a big guy, and that's... So I can't put Mo Vaughn quite in that category. I can't. But I get it. So there's the frustration of thinking you got something from a performance perspective and it being less than advertised, but this is different because it's personal no matter what. And most of you own this, which I respect. It's personal because he was a Yankee. And it's more personal, and there's less guessing, quite frankly, because we saw him every night with the Yankees. We saw it dancing, doing a little shuffle, you know, strutting around like a proud peacock out in right field, just looking like the man. Behind Judge, but looking like the man, looking like he loved it, banging 40 bombs, something he never does, you know, just a big time season. And he just looked different. He looked bouncier. I don't think that he looked, actually, I texted somebody yesterday, and this would be, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, in terms of a source, this is a 10. And I'm like, hey, does he look the same? Is he in the same shape as last year? And I was told, yeah. I don't really see any visible difference, so I'm going to take that. I don't think that he's out of shape. I think that he's out of sorts, and I think he's out of whack. And I think the worse he does, now it's one thing for the Yankee fans to pile on. That was a given. If you guys start piling on, I don't know where it's going to go at that point. Bobby's up in Poughkeepsie. Bob, BT and Sal, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, Bob.
I think everybody's got the wrong slant on this.
Okay.
He's just not, I don't think he's that great of a player. I'm a Mets fan, and I think we were sold a bill of goods. He's a good hitter, and he's an average fielder, but he's not Pujols. He's not Cabrera.
Yep.
He's not Judge.
I agree.
Those are great players.
Yep.
I think Soto is a good player. And I think we were sold a bill of goods, paid way too much, because last year was his best year, and he hit 280.
I think it was 289.
They would say that's an okay year for Cabrera or Pujols or somebody who was a true superstar.
I agree. Even Judge at this point, you know, Aaron's morphed into who knows where he finishes this year. It might be 360, but maybe more. But no, Aaron's become a 315, 320 hitter. Listen, I've said this. I don't know that anybody said this before me. Like, I will own this one. I've always said he's not a great player. Five tools, he's got. I'm not even quite sure I'm going to give him two. One and a half? Like, his eye is all-time. So, obviously, that's one tool. When I think power, like, I think, Judge is ridiculous, but Ohtani, you know, I think guaranteed, you know, 40 home runs, 35, 38 every year. That's not him every year. I'm going to tell you what he is. And obviously, he's really good. We're just splitting hairs here. But over 162-game average for his career, he gives you 34 home runs, 101 RBIs, and a .283 batting average. And when I say, and I've said this too, he's not Judge, he's not Bonds, he's not Griffey, he's not Pujols, he's not A-Rod, he's not Mickey, he's not. You guys can yell and scream and push back all you want. Just look at the numbers, which are irrefutable. Like, I'll debate anything. I can't argue numbers. Now, we can contextualize numbers. I'm here for that. Because there is context that needs to be delivered there. But when you hit, guys, think about this. When you hit 246 for a full season, okay? And I know that that's an outlier. Like, he's obviously not that guy. But then the next year, you don't go back to 303. You hit 276. That is now a large swath of games when you're in your mid-ish 20s, with a lot of games under your belt because you came up early at the age of 19, where I'm not going to overinflate who you are. So, I mean, everybody knows, even though he had a steal last night, and he could steal you 10 or 12 or 13 this year. He's capable of that. And he's got a good arm, but he doesn't deliver strikes when he needs to. I've seen three instances already this year, one of which was Sunday, a three-hopper from about 217 feet out that I could have made in high school. And you too. I saw a play a couple of weeks ago where he threw it up there for another short one. I was at I forget who it was against. Maybe the Phillies. I might have the team wrong. It was up the line, and he was very close. And it was a great play by Torrens, who was on the first base side, who came back and swiped it. That wasn't Soto. That was Torrens. And you guys know the play I'm talking about. I just forget the opponent. So these things that he has are, I think, obviously easy to identify. The things he does not have are very easy to identify. But there was no guarantee. Like, this was not a plug-and-play. All right, Soto to the Mets. Forget about year 7 or year 12 or year 15, which is going to be horrendous. But this year, there was no guarantee he was coming in and going to hit 310 because he almost never does. Look it up. We are riding the Soto train of discontent. Now, what is the next stop? I don't know. That's the crazy thing about this. I don't really know what's next. I mean, I expect eventually it's going to get better. But his post-game reaction last night was worrisome. Like, there's just no self-awareness. We'll get back to the Soto calls in a minute. So, my whole life growing up was always noise about the Yankees. And just based on when I was born and what I missed in the late 70s with Reggie's teams, and then what I really saw and was exposed to night to night, my early, and actually for a massive chunk, really through college, jeez. I mean, the Yankees were more of a train wreck off the field. And, you know, the headlines, the back pages, George and the trouble and the chaos, than they were actually doing anything on the field. So right now, the Yankees are pretty quiet. And I love it. And I like it. And the Yankees right now have won four straight series. The Yankees are not perfect. I don't think they'll be perfect this year no matter what. And I'll kind of follow up on that statement in a moment. But nobody has a bigger lead in their division in baseball than the Yankees. Now, the Tigers are good. Tigers have the same, both 4.5 up. Tigers in the Central, Yanks in the East, obviously. I mean, you know, if the Mets could actually beat the Red Sox, that would help us out here. But, so that's good. So they got a little cushion there. The Yankees have a plus 90 run differential, which is the best in baseball. And what I love of us, I hit you with numbers all day, but just watch the Yankees. Like, the numbers are the numbers, but aesthetically, there was a point where I just didn't enjoy watching the Yankees over the years because they were slow. You know, they didn't have enough versatile defenders. Now, again, they're not perfect, all right? Although they've got some reinforcements coming. And he just got Loaisiga back. So that is, I mean, that back end of the bullpen is sick. Loaisiga, Devin Williams, who's finding his stuff, as Hoff said that he would. I wasn't so sure. I'll give Hoff a little shout out there. And obviously Luke Weaver. So that's going to be a lot of high leverage outs with a lot of capable arms. Okay, so that's good. But the Yankees, one thing that I would like to see from them, and I don't understand why I don't see it enough. I'm pretty sure that this bothers you, or at least it leaves you scratching your head. Can you give them the steal sign a little bit more? Can we let the Yankees run the bags a little more aggressively? Let them go. Let them eat. You know? Volpe's, I know it doesn't work like this in the majors. If I'm Aaron Boone and Volpe's on first, I'm sending him every time. If Volpe's on second, or Dominguez is on second or first, or Jazz when he gets back, or a few others, not the Bellinger a little more restraint, but you know what I mean. If I get a good lead off second, paying attention to me, good secondary, I'm going. Run. I think that's a real untapped strength of the Yankees. Now, the one thing that the Yankees can't get away from, and this goes into the Stanton contract and some other, they're not perfectly built. We all know this. And listen, I remember Sal saying this a while ago, and he was right. When you look at when the Yankees are at full strength, there's no way you can play. It's absolutely impossible. You can't have Ben Rice, Goldie, Stanton, Austin Wells, Grisham, Belly, obviously Judge. Like, there's just not enough room for these guys. So it is far from perfect. But what there are an abundance of options and ways to keep guys fresh. You know, Bellinger to first, Goldie DH, Goldie to the bench, Belly to first, whatever it might be. Goldie runner, who looks terrific, by the way. And if you weren't sure, and I didn't really know what they were getting with Goldschmidt. I knew he'd be a good fielder because he's always had good hands. I know he's a smart base runner, even though he's big. And I knew he'd give like a, he'd bring a professionalism. And Rizzo brought that too. But I did believe that he had more baseball than Rizzo. Like, I knew he wasn't going to look like that. Not here at this Rizzo, but like, you couldn't look that bad almost if you tried. That's how bad Rizzo looked for a large chunk of the end of his Yankee career. So I knew we weren't getting the MVP, but there was some evidence, some late season statistical, analytical, here he goes again, evidence that Goldschmidt was figuring things out. And it's carried over to this year. And he looks tremendous. And any home run that he's hit, whatever. My favorite hit, especially the other night, was that bullet up the middle. I don't know how he got on top of that baseball. I think it was 98 miles an hour. It is hard to barrel up a baseball that is at your chest. That's 98. Just hard to get on top of it. It's very hard. So his bat speed is still there. The Yankees are doing a lot of good things. You win four straight series. I'll be at the game tonight. Looking forward to that against the Rangers. But I would love to see them just unleash some of these young guys on the bags. Just to let them run. Come on, Booty. Let them run. 888-808-1019. Let me get Corey back to the phones in Edison. Corey, what's up?
Hey, BT. So I wanted to touch more on the point that you made earlier that with Soto, some of the offense getting worse has kind of increased the heat that he's getting. So the Mets haven't hit a home run in nearly 50 innings, and they were the only team this year to play a three-game set at Yankee Stadium and not hit a home run.
Yeah. Right?
So, of course, Soto's going to get the heat with, you know, how much he's getting paid, and like you mentioned, some of the bad body language that he's showing. But I think the deficiencies that we're seeing from the Mets offense as a whole are what's really concerning and, you know, what's you know, needs to be addressed and, you know, fixed. Thanks, Steve.
Wait, what do you think there's an internal answer? I mean, I get you identifying the problem. What do you think the solution is? I want to hear from you.
Well, the problem is that, you know, you're not seeing it from Vientos, right? You're not seeing the guys that you expect to you know, put up 30 homers. You know, you're not seeing it. I mean, like, I think you mentioned the other day, Vientos is like on a 17 homer, you know, a pace right now. So, you know, if those things don't change, you can't, you know, that's just a problem. You know, in 2025, you got to be able to, you know, go long. You can't manufacture every single run you score. So
yeah.
I think that's, you know, that needs to be fixed. Or, you know, Soto, Alonso, they need to stay high. And they probably need to add a bat at the deadline. You know, they need to add some pops to the lineup, no doubt. Thanks, BT.
I agree. Thanks for the call. And they will. And that's why you got to feel good about having Steve Cohen as your owner. Oh, we need this. Go get him. Now, the plan that Stearns presents to Cohen might not be as aggressive as we present to you on the radio. You know, Stearns has his methodologies, and it worked out very well from a pitching perspective. You know, even bringing over guys like Tyrone Taylor, who swung about really well last night. I had a couple of bullets. I don't know that I saw all four of his at-bats. I feel like every at-bat I saw, he hit an absolute laser. That was a weird game from the start, huh? Like Senga with the pitch calm. You know, I think he went out there without it, you know? And, I, you know, I can't prove this. I think it was the A's game when he first came in a couple of years ago. That would have been the 2023 season. And I remember he labored. It was out there at the old Coliseum. And he threw like a ton of pitches. And what I think he's, and he only got through like 4 2/3, whatever it was. What he's learned is to grind. And now the Met bats didn't cooperate, but Senga very easily could have been in the shower by the third inning. And, he, you know, you got to give him respect for giving his team a chance to battle back. So he didn't have his great stuff. He found a way to piece it together. Met bats didn't do anything.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.